have a motion as a result of our executive session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I would like to make the motion that we retain John McKinley and Keith Arzada in the new Vanguard lawsuit against Sublette County.
Second. Moved and seconded that we authorize retention of John McKinley and Keith Arzada in the new lawsuit brought by Vanguard. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Thank you, John.
Okay.
Thanks,
see you guys.
Center.
Good seeing you, John.
See you, John.
See you guys. Have
good
fun.
To see you.
Can I ask a non-commissioner deal?
Absolutely.
Is Big Piney beating Pinedale by one or two touchdowns this year?
John, I'm going to tell you what, I'm athletic three.
I know. That's why I figured I could ask you and get an honest answer.
I wouldn't have a clue. And on a sad note, I went to the nursing home today to see Gene Andrews.
Oh, really?
Oh, oh wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's not doing
yeah.
well.
So, Gene's looking old, but think of where that puts you. You know, you played. You know, that's a long time ago, John. I'm kidding.
No,
sorry.
So you wanted to depress me the rest of the afternoon?
I'm getting better.
Glad you asked
that question. Getting older. You're getting older.
Where's the devil's advocate?
It's the devil. The devil has shown up.
I called your secretary about some issues here a while back, right. And I told her, John,
right.
Played for me.
I never
said, I didn't know you played for me.
I'm not sure.
I said, oh, yeah.
No, I try not to
share
it.
I guess we still have to convene as a board.
You need to adjourn.
That's right.
As a commission.
We need a motion to do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Do we have a motion to adjourn our commissioner meeting and reconvene as a Board of Equalization?
Yep.
So moved. Second.
Moved and seconded that we adjourn our regular commission meeting and that we reconvene as a Board of Equalization. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. We are now a Board of Equalization, so tell us what we need to know between Mary and Matt and Janice.
So, Mr. Chairman, we received a appeal of assessment from Stallion Rockies LTD on May 15th. The county assessor received that. And to make this short, because it's going to be short, we noticed them on June 13th that they would be scheduled initially for a hearing on August 7th, and then we moved that hearing to August 24th, which is today. And we advised them that they were able to appear at the hearing and they could bring their legal counsel or whatever. Failure to appear at the hearing or failure to produce documents on the list or a list of witnesses relating to your assessment by July 24th will result in no adjustment to your 2018 tax assessment. They were advised that initially in June when they were noticed. So, fast forward, we have kind of gone back and forth. They requested by email a permission to appear by conference call, and they sent that to me, and I serve as the clerk to this board. On August 8th with a letter dated July 2nd. And at that point in time, we had been watching the other protests that had been made in the state because there were other counties that were protested by the same company. And their first hearing was scheduled in Sweetwater County on August 9th. And it was canceled or whatever because they did not appear for that. We engaged a hearing officer, Reeves White, who is part of Labuda's firm, to be our hearing officer to deal with this request for a conference call. The conference call was denied. Then we were notified by Stallion on the 23rd yesterday that they would not be appearing today for this hearing. So we're at the point where this hearing needs to be canceled. We need to probably recognize that we appointed a hearing officer. I appointed a hearing officer. He issued a order denying the conference call, and he will issue the findings of facts and conclusions of law for the protest and the dismissal or the denial of this protest for you to sign at your next meeting. But you can make a motion now to deny that protest.
Deny the protest, and is there a way we can recoup the cost to the hearing officer since they didn't show up?
I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Okay.
We could send him a letter and see what happens.
Maybe he'll do it pro bono.
Yeah.
Yeah, I doubt that either.
We also had a court reporter scheduled for this afternoon too, which I canceled, but we may have expenses from a court reporter as well as from our hearing officer.
Okay, do I have a motion to deny the tax protest?
I'll make a motion we deny the tax protest submitted by Stallion.
Second. Moved and seconded to deny the tax protest from Stallion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried. All opposed. Motion carried.
And Mr. Chair, can I just have the minutes reflect that the Sublet County Assessor and her counsel appeared at the meeting and no representative from Stallion showed up?
Okay.
Great. Thank you.
That we are ready to adjourn our meeting as a Board of Equalization. Meeting is adjourned. And do we need to go back into our other meeting for any?
I've got some business for you yet.
Okay, we will now reconvene as a Board of County Commissioners. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
See you, John.
See you guys.
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah.
The anticipation was great. That was the only part.
Does that happen very often?
Well, we don't have oil and gas companies that protest their taxes very often, ever at all. And in this case, they protested in a number of counties, and that's the reason why we engaged a hearing officer, because you pretty much expect an appeal that will go to the state board. And you have to have your documents and your hearing and your findings of facts and conclusions of law ready to go for that appeal. So that's the reason why we got a hearing officer to go for this. And what the hearing officer does is he runs an administrative procedure hearing so that you guys are not running that hearing. You're listening to, you know, the testimony, listening to the witnesses. But the tough part is if they're not going to appear, you know, the witnesses are sworn. You don't know what the documents are that they have because they're not here. You don't even know if the people that are talking are the real people. And this was a considerable protest. I mean, the assessment that they were protesting was over $200,000, and they were contending that it was only worth $18,000. So we were talking some considerable assessment.
They didn't have a case after the other. Was it Sweetwater County?
Mr. Chairman, can we take a short break?
Yeah. We'll take a short break.
Okay.